223. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me were the words on an early flag of the United States. Though the founding revolutionaries were virtually on trial for treason, they did not tremble before that treacherous monarch, George III. Showing no trepidation, they fought in the trenches, showing tremendous bravery. Their treasure trove of bravery produced strong tremors and began a trend of revolution that soon trickled into all the colonies. Revolution became trenchant in the minds of the people. From his trove of power in Britain, the king showed himself to be a mighty trespasser as he trespassed upon the rights of the Americans. The colonies would not pay tribute to him so long as he treated them as a trivial tributary. Relying on tribal notions of warfare, they acted as a tribe, going anywhere and pulling any trigger in order to let freedom ring. The sad part is, though there is Shelby Foote's famous trilogy of the U.S. Civil War, there is as of yet no counterpart series that treats the American Revolutionary War. There are a few good books written about what was undoubtedly the USA's greatest moment. The problem is length. Whereas most books about American history could be trimmed, Revolutionary War books need to be longer. We could use more than a one-volume account of the war that made the founding of America possible. The reasons are legion. But the most important is that without an in-depth history, the slogans of war will be made to seem trite. This is no trifling matter. Looking back at the founding principles can only instill pride in the heart and a boost to the intellect. Some professor needs to take a multi-volume look at this most important aspect of history.